In this week's parsha, Parsha Vayelech, we're zoche for the very last of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, Yata Kisra Lachemes Ashira Hazos, the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Many of the Rishonim, the Sefer Achinuch, the Rush, etc., understand that the reason behind the mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah, which is, I guess, the simple Pashim shot, is that so you'll have a Sefer Torah to learn from, to keep the Masorah going, so that, you know, before printing presses, etc., so that people would be able to learn Torah and to know the Torah, which is why, not our topic now, the Rush says nowadays you'd be able to just buying Sfarim in the Sfarim store. Sefer Achinuch says at least you should also try to buy a copy of Mishnayos, Gemara, etc. But there's an interesting brisa which says that even if someone inherited a Sefer Torah from his father, it's still a mitzvah to go out and write or at least purchase or have written his own. Right, even if he inherits from his father, he still has to make a new Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Chinuch asks, in terms of the Tamei Mitzvos, if the point is to have a Torah to learn from, so if you don't have one, you write one, you have one. If you inherit one from your father, you have one. Why do you need to write one and have two? So he suggests two very practical answers. He says answer number one is because it's good to have extras to lend to people who maybe, you know, weren't zocher in kind of this mitzvah, they're too poor, they can't afford to, they don't have time, etc. So therefore, if someone inherits one, it's not unfair for Hashem to ask of them to write one, because just because they were lucky and inherited doesn't mean they shouldn't take responsibility to write one. Then they'll have two, they can lend to someone less fortunate who needs to learn Torah, who otherwise wouldn't be able to learn Torah. Or a second shot, I guess this is the makor of Oz V'Hadar Gemara's Minat Torah. He says, because, you know, if someone inherits from their father, Sefer Torah is old, and people don't like learning from the old Sfarim. It's faded a little, it doesn't look so nice, you know, it's more geschmack. People learn more if they have a nice, shiny, new Sefer. And therefore, one should always have a new one, and not just, cash on me. Not just an old one. So you have two practical reasons, either to have a spare one to lend out to the neighbors or to have a new one because it's more geschmack to learn from a new Sefer, a new laser printed, etc., than from, you know, the old photo offset from Europe. The Ksav Sofer here, in his Chidushim on the Torah, says perhaps B'derech Drash, there's maybe something deeper going on here. Why, if you inherit from your father, you still have to write one? Could be on a strictly halachic level. We can analyze the Minchas Chinuch's question. Is it a mitzvah to own one in the Totsah or to write one in the Maisa? But, leaving the Lumdus aside, he says, no, because there's something to the process, not just so you'll have a spare one or have a new one. There's something to the process of writing your own Torah that you don't get when you just inherit your father's Torah. It says, ultimately, what does it mean to inherit your father's Torah? It means, look, in Judaism, it's very, very important, and it's a very basic of the fact that the Jewish people are still around nowadays, that you follow in your father's footsteps, and you follow in the traditions you learned, and what they taught you in kindergarten, and what you learned at home when you were a little kid, and you follow in that derech. Okay, that's very important for the continuation of the Masorah. But the Ksav Sofer says, but that's not really enough. He says, you know, just following what your father did, just following what your mother did and your grandparents did and what they taught you in kindergarten is nice. You know, it keeps you from becoming a goy, but it doesn't really allow you to be kona Torah properly. Everyone has to, quote unquote, write their own Sefer Torah, meaning everyone has to put themselves into it, figure out what the Torah means for me, what's the Torah saying to me. It's not enough to just say, I'm following my father. Everyone has to say, no, I'm finding my own derech in Torah. I'm finding what the Torah means to me. And you know what? I live in a different generation than my father. Maybe I live in a different place than my father. I have a different job than my father, a different lifestyle than my father, different issues than my father. What does the Torah have to say to me? What can I find when I write this Torah that maybe wasn't in my father's Torah? How can I make the Torah personally meaningful to me? And the Ksav Sofer says, ultimately, everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah because everyone has a chilek in Torah of the same chalkeinu b'sora secha. Everyone has a chilek in Torah. Everyone has something that he nichul avosel v'zgadrbo, some chiddush they can add to the Torah. It's not just for yourself that everyone has to say, how can I make Torah meaningful to me? Not just my traditions, not just my culture and my lifestyle, but something that really speaks to me, that everything that goes on in my life, it has an answer to, that I look deeply into it and see what particular Hashem is saying to me through this Torah. But not only that, the second step, I have something to add to the Torah. I have, obviously, technically, we all write the same words and letters of the Torah, else it's puzzle. But in a deeper sense, when I write my own Sefer Torah, I'm writing chidushin that weren't in any Sefer Torah before me. Because everyone has their own perspective, everyone was sent to the world with their own their own brain and their own talents, their own abilities and their own circumstances. And everyone has something to be mechadish and add to the Torah and add to Klal Yisrael's understanding of the Torah. And I think that although the Ksav Sofer's pshat is a little more drushy than the Sefer Chinuch's, I think, you know, there's drush that might not be pshat, but that does make it less emes. Sometimes that makes it more emes. If it's not just pshat, then ultimately, what does it mean to be a Ben Torah as opposed to just to be a Jew who's not a Russia, to be an Orthodox Jew who doesn't go off the derech? It means to look into the Torah and say, not just I'm going to do what everyone else does, and I'm going to do what my mother did, and my father did, and I'm going to keep my lifestyle as a culture. But it means like, what's Hashem saying to me? What message am I getting from this Torah that's uniquely that Hashem put into this Torah millions of messages, one for each person who would ever be born in the Jewish people? What's it saying to me? What's my chilek in Torah? And what do I have to add to the Torah? What can I, even whoever you are, even if you're not a Gadol Hador, everyone has something they can add to the Torah. Everyone has an insight. Everyone has an application. Everyone has something they can take and do lemaisa with the Torah that no one else has thought of. And Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zocher to write our own, even though nowadays the minhag is for various reasons, ayim minchas chinuch, etc., that we not everyone's mekayim the mitzvah kipshuto, but we should all be zocher to write our own sefer Torah, to put ourselves into the Torah, and to come out with something, some chiddush, some chelik in Torah that no one else had before, that we can add to the Jewish people, that we can add lahagdol Torah lahadira, and that's really the kiyum of sein chalkeinu b'sorasecha.